Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Logan's Devotions. It's great to be together. Wonderful to open up God's Word for another day and see what He has to say. We're turning through to Luke chapter 12 again, but before I read our passage, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your Word. We thank you that you have spoken and that we can hear your voice today, even as we read it. And we pray that, Lord, you would give us understanding by your Holy Spirit, that we might not just read, but we might benefit from it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Luke chapter 12, picking up at verse 13. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who made me a judge or arbitrator over you?" And he said to them, "Take care and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." And he told them a parable, saying, "The land of a rich man produced plentifully. And he thought to himself, 'What shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops.' And he said, 'I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones. And there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." Well, as I said when we first started into chapter 12, we're going to be getting Jesus teaching his disciples and then being interrupted by crowds. And this is the first time we get interrupted by the crowd. The crowd has been there listening, and then all of a sudden one of them comes up with this question. And this question and this section might seem quite unrelated to everything else that's going on. But Luke's put this here, not just because it's a historical book, but because it also fits his exact purpose. We've seen over the last three daily devotions that Jesus has been focusing on his disciples and their need to have their eyes and their hearts set upon God and not upon the crowds, not upon the people around them. They are to live in the fear of God and not the fear of man. They are to have fear of God and not hypocrisy. They are to live for Christ in all that they do. And now, seemingly unrelated, we get this man who's obviously been watching and been encouraged by Jesus' wonderful teaching and maybe thinks, well, maybe this guy's a good judge for me. And he comes to him and asks him, "Can you please tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me?" Now, without getting sidetracked into a discussion about how inheritances worked in the Old Testament, observe how this segues very quickly into Jesus teaching the crowds exactly the thing that Jesus has been trying to get across to his disciples. He says to them, "Who makes me a judge or arbitrator over you?" And then he tells this parable. Sorry, first he says, "Take care, beware." Funnily enough, sounds very similar to back in the beginning of chapter 12 when he says, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees." Here he says, "Take care and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." And then he tells this parable. It's a parable probably familiar to most of us, and in a sense it's very simplistic. There's a man who's really rich. And he thinks to himself, "Well, I might as well get richer. And then once I'm really, really rich, I can just retire and have a really good life. I can live my life my way, set my focus upon enjoying the things of this world, and die a satisfied man." But then God comes to him after he's finished storing up his riches and says, "It's time for you to die. So what's going to happen to all your goods? Well, someone else is going to enjoy them." And so then the question comes, what's the point of this? Well, Jesus helps us understand. In verse 21, he says, So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Pay attention to that. Is not rich toward God. What's the point here? Is the point trying to have money is wrong? No, that's not the point. having money is never condemned as a purely evil thing. The love of money is a root of all evil, but money itself is not evil by itself. So what's going on here? Well, whoever lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. What's the problem with the man in the parable? You've got to think about the teaching we've seen in the last three devotions. The problem with this man is he's focused where? Upon himself. And he's not focused where? Upon God. His eyes, his sight, his thoughts, his heart, his motive, his actions are not focused towards God, but they are focused upon the things of this world. And so though Jesus is talking to the crowd, which is what I think we're meant to take verse 15 as, he said to them, because in the previous sections he was saying to you, his disciples, he's speaking to the crowd, he's also teaching his disciples, and Luke is teaching Theophilus and us what really matters. What really matters is not you and your comfort here and now. If you make that your God, you will receive the just judgment. Rather, what we are to do is to set our hearts above these things. We look to look beyond worldly pleasures, beyond riches, and to look to God. And so how would we do that, looking at this parable? Well, Jesus says, so is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. God doesn't need your money. God doesn't need your stuff. God doesn't need anything of you. So what's Jesus' point? Well, that you would use your riches towards God. Now, how would you use your riches towards God? Well, by faith, you would take what he's given you, trusting him, which is where Jesus is going to go next with his disciples, and use your resources for the sake of God, to bless the poor, which is what this man didn't do, to care for the church, which is what this man didn't do, to use your resources for the sake of the kingdom of God, the gospel of Christ, the salvation of sinners, the caring of orphans, widows, and strangers within our gates, which is what this man didn't do. No, he spent everything he had, he saved everything he had for himself, and ignored God. And what Luke is trying to get us to see is that we must learn to take our eyes off this world and the stuff of this world and see everything as existing for the sake of fixing our gaze upon God and living for him. Because the things of this world will fade and grow strangely dim. But God never will. We're going to be looking at this on Sunday morning. At Abraham, who would leave behind father and mother, brother, sister, friends, neighbors, and follow God to a strange country. May we, by faith, do likewise, living not for that which the moth eats and the rust destroys and the thief breaks in and steals, but laying up riches in heaven. Let's pray. Father in heaven, may you grant us the fortitude and willingness to give up what we can lose to gain that which we can't. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.